بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اما بعد my brothers and sisters, this whole issue of the NRC and CAA and what it created with us in India, I truly view this as one of the best things that could have happened to us. Because it is something that, as I have mentioned many times before, not only did it bring out the best in people, not only did it bring people closer to each other, which I think it is completely unexpected by almost anybody. This happened. But also it's a huge wake-up call to what we almost allowed to happen. We almost allowed ourselves to go over the brink and fall into the pit of fire. Which is the fire of discord, the fire of hatred, the fire of mutual suspicion, the fire of this nonsensical belief that some historical, injury can be corrected hundreds of years later by wreaking havoc on people who had nothing to do with whatever allegedly happened so many hundred years before. I mean, this is the most regressive, retrograde, and ridiculous and stupid thinking that anybody can imagine. But that's where we were. That is where we were. That is what was happening. And alhamdulillah, thanks to this, these acts and thanks to the protests, I think it has become a big wake-up call for us. Now, therefore, going forward, I think what must be done is, inshallah, these protests, I am completely and totally, alhamdulillah, hopeful, and I'm absolutely sure, inshallah, that we will succeed. The forces of togetherness are stronger than the forces of division. Let them do what they want. We must do what we need to do, which is to stand firm, stay within the law, but never give up. And then, inshallah, you will see the result. There's only one way this thing can go, provided we demonstrate some backbone. And that is being amply demonstrated as we speak. So now, going forward, I think what is very important is to also plug the gaps. You see, the whole issue of learning from mistakes is one, to identify and accept that this is a mistake. Number two, to change. Therefore, what change are we going to do? And number three is to make the thing foolproof, to plug the holes so that that mistake never happens again. I mean, this applies, formula that I'm mentioning to you applies to anything in life, whether it's in our businesses, whether it's in our personal relationships, whether it's in our careers. This is the way to look at mistakes, not to blame and beat yourself up, but to recognize the mistake, to correct the mistake, and then to take steps to ensure that that mistake never happens. Now, what has happened to us here is, alhamdulillah, I believe that the first two steps we have taken, whether we took them voluntarily or this we got pushed into it, whichever way, that is not important. What is important is these two steps we have taken. We have recognized the mistake, and the mistake was to allow divisive ideologies to divide us. That was a huge, huge mistake. Yes, we did it. All of us are culpable in that. We believed people who preached divisions. We believed people who preached hatred. We raised them up to the standard of celebrities. We normalized hate speech from public platforms. All of this was a huge, huge mistake. So we recognize that. Second thing is, with these protests, now we have also corrected that mistake. We have said, no, we will not have this anymore. This has caused enough damage. We recognize that this is damage. We are not going to allow our nation to be destroyed by people who want to preach hatred, whoever they might be. We are not going to allow our hearts to be ripped apart by people who preach hatred, whoever they might be. And we are standing shoulder to shoulder, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Christian, Buddhist, atheist, whoever. We are standing shoulder to shoulder in opposition to all hate speech and in opposition to all divisive ideologies. We do not consider a divisive ideology to be a religion. Any religion or any divisive ideology that comes in the garb, in the disguise of a religion, we reject it and we throw it into the trash can on the garbage dump. That is where we are. Now, plugging the hole, ensuring that this never happens again. And that is where we must focus on our schools and we must focus on our children to bring them up in a way where we preach and we practice and we demonstrate love for one another, respect for one another, acceptance of diversity, acceptance of different religions, different customs, different practices. This is what we need to do. This is what we have not done for a long time, which is why we got pulled into this divisive trap. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were woken up before this noose could tighten round our necks and kill us. And alhamdulillah, now we have to ensure that this noose is cut and that it never tightens around our neck again. And that is by focusing on our children, by focusing on schools, by focusing on the way we bring up children in our homes. Very important to monitor conversations. Very important to listen carefully to what people say and what people do. How they speak, how we speak to them, how they speak to each other. Monitor those conversations. Any time you hear any word which is derogatory of somebody else, any word, any statement which is derogatory, which is insulting of somebody or someone else, meaning someone or somebody of a different religion, a different caste, a different creed, a different gender, anytime we hear anything like that, we must immediately take cognizance of it. Don't punish the child, don't beat up the child, don't curse the child, don't criticize the child. Sit with the child and speak to them and say, why did you say that? What made you say that? Where did you hear this? Because believe me, many of them, they don't invent that. They have heard this somewhere. So it's either in the schools or it's among their friends or it's in the homes of some friends. They are hearing this divisive stuff. They are hearing about the difference in what people eat. They will hear to say that, oh, all meat-eating people are dirty. Or they will hear somebody saying that that only vegetarians are clean. Or you hear the opposite of that, which is vegetarians are grass eaters and all real men only eat meat. Whichever it is, I'm not promoting one or the other. I'm saying that this is what happens and this is what we are hearing. And that's only one of the things, right? One of the things. All derogatory, all insulting, all discriminatory speech must be immediately taken cognizance of. We must sit with them, we must talk to them, we must trace that back to where it came from, and then we must address it with our children and with wherever that speech came from. So if it came to them from the school, then go and speak to the people in the school. There was this I don't know what to call it, but there was a school in Karnataka, I think it was somewhere near Mangalore, where they created a replica or a model of Babri Masjid, and they staged a play in which children were taught to go and demolish that. Now, what kind of regressive, miserable, pathetic thinking is that? In a school, you are teaching children to destroy a place of worship, to destroy a masjid. I don't care whether it's a masjid or a temple or a church or what. You are teaching children to destroy property or teaching children to destroy something which is dedicated to the worship of God. I mean, what kind of thinking is that? It's really, seriously, think about that. Now, if your child is going to that school and if this thing happens, then what do you do? Right? So you need to address that. You can't just, believe me, the time to sit and ignore. I don't think there was any time like that. But if there was, it is over, long gone. Long gone, unless you want your children to burn in the same fire of hatred that you and I were feeling the heat of until recently. So address that. Monitor conversations. Ensure that you address it. Second thing is, ensure that you never say anything like that. And this, I believe me, this is in every community. I've seen this happening in every community, meaning every religious community. I've heard comments which are made, which are blatantly discriminatory, blatantly insulting of people different from ourselves. That is something we are saying, that this comes out of our mouths. So make sure that it does not come out of your mouth. Make sure that anything like this that happens, that you kill it in its infancy. So also with whatever else we do in terms of raising children, let us raise children who are inclusive. Let us raise children who love other people, who work with other people, who can cooperate with other people. Children who are people who are inclusive and who are really worthy of being citizens of the world. I think this is very important to focus on the raising of our children. I think that's something that I thought is important for me to address. And so therefore, this is my request to you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to bring up children who will be a credit to us, who will teach children to take care of commons, teach children to be responsible, teach children to be good citizens of the country, to be involved in the country. Alhamdulillah, I think the youth that we are seeing here, I don't know where they came from, but this is subhanAllah. They obviously, their parents have been doing a good job, and all applause to them, all power to them. We need to do more and with our children. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you, to never to be displeased, to help you to create role models for the world to follow and to be those role models ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.